Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
With Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
Wednesday afternoon on the grid. It's Donnie and Kevin, and we are ready to roll. Thank you for joining us today. Major League Baseball, Kevin, will be underway shortly with the Cincinnati Reds and the New York Mets. Current line, very cheap. You can get the Mets at a -350 price with a total listed at 9. My thoughts on this game, K-Dub, it's going over. Mets are going to do a lot of scoring from that end of it. That's where I'm leaning right out of the gates today on a Wednesday.
Which we love to see. One thing that I typically love to see, Donnie, is a strikeout prop at 2.5. I've said this before, you know, on this show. If you have a strikeout prop at 2.5, I'm going to try and get myself in the mix. How about TJ Zoich today? 2.5 on DraftKings, plus 150 to the over. The crazy part, I can't even bet it. It's not even a good bet. Like, this guy's not going to be out there long. He's going to get lit up. He doesn't strike people out. The Mets don't strike out enough. It's like, that's pretty tough. Like, you could label it a principal play, and I wouldn't be mad at you. Like, if you're hanging out with us here on a Wednesday, you want a little action, no one's getting mad at you for going over 2.5 strikeouts at a plus 150 price. But I'm not betting it, which is surprising when I saw the number on the initial listing.
Knocking guys out quickly here. How quickly will they get knocked out? Or do you have a Reds guy that's going to be like, you know what? Take some of these innings away from us. But I do like the fact that we're just naming him Zoich at this part. Something like that. Zoich just sounds very good, though. Like, if I'm the guy on the mound, I'm going Zoich today.
Let me tell you something. Let's waste no time getting into the good stuff here. Mm-hmm. We're doing our baseball previews. Look, I mean, it is, you know, mystery special when I'm figuring out who's on the mound a lot of times during these games in the morning. And my man throwing for the Dodgers today, Ryan. Now, you said
Pepio, I thought it would be.
You said Pepio. I mean, I said Pipiot, I think, to start.
Pipiot, great.
And then, yeah, I think I said that. But then I'm thinking we go a little French Canadian, like Pepio.
Yeah.
I mean, let's get a little respect on that name, huh?
Now, what do we get? Did we find out the name?
No idea. No,
hold on. Now, how are you going to come on this show? And, like, you know, because it sounded like you did research on it. And, like, you know what? Here's what the name actually is. Here's what we said. So you just came on and reiterated, like, we did no research behind it. And the people actually don't have that answer now. That's good.
Correct.
It's about far from the course for us here.
I wanted to reiterate that guy's name was an absolute mystery. And nobody knows who that guy is, in fact.
All it means is probably 7 innings, 1 earned run, 3 hits, and another Dodgers win tonight is probably how you can play that out. By the way, 2 updates here for quarterbacks. 1 in college football. We talked later in the show this morning about the news coming down with Sam Hartman, Wake Forest quarterback. When the news breaks, you just see it on Twitter. Oh, I wonder what that is. It might be really bad. He was back at practice yesterday to meet the team. He is going to be out, but head coach said, yeah, he's coming back this year. You know, this could have happened to any one of us, which is code for, what does that mean?
COVID?
No, indefinite, though. Like,
that's why
he showed up to practice. He showed up to practice to let the guys know he was okay. That's what the coach said.
Right, but was that phrase, it could have happened to any of us, used?
Yes, by the coach.
So that's why my mind went to
this medical condition is anything. Yeah. I mean, but wouldn't he just say it at that point? And why would the team be scared? And he needed to show up at practice to let him know he was okay. Is this one of those? Because, again, he had I don't know if it was his freshman or sophomore year. He lost like 30, 40, 50 pounds, whatever it was. Wow. And like was just, you know, really weak in the hospital. I want to say it was cancer. I want to say, but I'm not for sure. I think it was documented pretty well in the QB1. But I don't know if something came back in that respect or – You know, is it because they find all the time, like, hey, you know, enlarged heart, you got to sit out, get this monitored or, you know, something put in. But we don't know what it is. It's hard to speculate, but it doesn't seem like it's life-threatening. He will be back, but nobody knows what it is.
I would also say, you know, being able, like, oh, he's going to be back, don't worry about it, is a really, let's call it, that's a really dumb thing to say unless you know for certain he'll be back. Wouldn't you agree? Like, I would not go out there and tell people that my quarterback, hey, don't worry about it, we'll be able to shake. Like, you don't need to put that on somebody. Because the nature that we're kind of assuming, the path that we're walking, Donnie, is not a twisted ankle, right? Right?
Yes,
it's a serious, let's hope everything is okay here kind of thing. So it would be a really strong case of poor judgment if he just said that willy-nilly. Like, yeah, don't worry, he'll be back. Like, that is not a bridge you jump.
So now I'm assuming, because as we know, eight and a half was the team total for them. Projected win total through Athlon Magazine was 9. And I assume that they don't have Wake Forest numbers up, which I'm going to scroll through here. Let's go down to the ACC. By the way, the ACC should be the first one up top. Why would I have to continue scrolling? Where is it?
Yeah, but they got the SEC in front, which you really shouldn't be allowed to complain about, because that's how you would set it up.
That is true.
Well,
I mean, there's no fault in that. But let's see. Wake W. Yeah, there's no Wake Forest down. Let me flip on this Miami regular season. Oh, 9. That's a steal, people. That's a steal. Miami's got 10 in the bank coming right out of the gate.
Light
this year.
Ready
to
light
roll.
Year.
Yep, look at
coming
that.
Up.
Minus 105 as well. And so we get some hype going in that respect.
Yeah. There was one we maybe mentioned on the other side of the break, but there was one other team I thought had some impact. I'll just say, I thought you took a look at Clemson. Might be a little boost because how early they were supposed to play Wake Forest.
Clemson. Will they automatically get into the college football playoff once again this year? We'll find out. A lot of stuff to get to. And yes, I want to talk to Sean Watson if he actually plays this weekend, K-Dub. Let's go.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You guys stay tuned next. As I said, I'm going to be on with TMA, but the weekend, we had eyes on Ben Scott Stevens. Why? Turns out he was at a pizza parlor yelling, hey, yo, give me 2 cheese, dairy-free. Come on, Ben, dairy-free pizza. What's up with that? Tremendous right there. And there you go from Pizza Wars here on the Sports Grid Network. This is Moneyline rolling into hour number one. And you guys know you can get involved. 844-843-6879. I teased it before the break here. Deshaun Watson. And the reason I'm bringing this up here is we talked about it this morning. Nobody really knows when the actual ruling is going to come down from the NFL where they say, nope, this is final, 12 games, 16 games, 17 games, a full year, year and a half, whatever it might be. But there's some chatter behind the scenes, K-Dub, that says, and this is one of the things that we talked about, the embarrassment that the NFL might have. Now, looking at Pro Football Talk's account this morning, they're saying if it's an indefinite suspension, he cannot play or practice anymore at that point. An indefinite suspension, like you're out. Okay. So they're trying to get clarity on that, but also the optics, which I talked about as well. This can't look good. Like the NFL, it's a big deal. Hey, Deshaun Watson on highlights, and he's like, they need resolution, yes, no, maybe, before he even takes the field anywhere. And I do believe that. So they're thinking that sometime between now, obviously, and Friday, before that game kicks off in the preseason, we're knowing the deal on Deshaun Watson.
So that's good that we have created our almost fake timeline now, right? Like we've had to do some legwork here to figure it out. Can I just say that, like, this is my first reaction to that, though. Could you imagine if I would have told you that when Deshaun Watson's trade request came in for the Houston Texans, right, that and then all of this other stuff started to play out, and we were wondering what was going to happen to him last season suspension-wise. Imagine if I tried to tell you that there would be no decision made, and it would be almost middle August 2022. Like they have literally sat on this decision for well over a year now. At this point, well over a year.
And also, like when you talk about the big names and the big money free agents and the pleased players that you're going to acquire in the offseason, a lot of the times where you think a suspension is coming, you tap that, you know, that bat phone and call the NFL. Hey, by the way, man, we're looking to pick this guy. What are you looking at? You know, off the record, 3 to 6 games. Mm-hmm. All right, fine. So now we know what to get ready for. I guess nobody had any idea what's going on, and we still don't, which is going to come at any – I love this. Where the like, there's, yeah. You know, it's like cycles. Like, let's just say you want to get your tax return back. It's like once a week they process it. You know it's on like a Tuesday, and you can check to see if it's coming on your way. There's no process to check in on the NFL when they want to drop news. 9 a.m., noon, 5 p.m., Friday, Monday, Wednesday. It doesn't matter. It just comes. They say, all right, expedited process, which quite frankly, an expedited process, this is not. That would mean, all right, we don't agree with this. 3 days later, we have a decision. We're still waiting on a decision now for this.
The thing that I keep coming back to, because you were the one who really hammered this home to me upon the initial finding, that they essentially have Watson playing for free this year, right? Mm-hmm. This one-year contract, and you were like, that's clearly because of the suspension money. Like, what? Like, we knew that they gave him a lot when it was $250 million fully guaranteed. But when it was also like, they essentially built in the, yeah, we know you're going to be suspended for a bit. Let's protect as much of your money as we can clause. And you're like, man, I remember this. You were like, I don't know how the NFL is going to feel about that. Like, and you offered up this idea of, like, does the NFL almost say, go ahead, play year one. We're suspending you year two to hit that wallet. And I cannot help but think that had they just went about this with a regular approach to the contract, he would be sitting on an 8-game suspension, lost $23 million roughly, and this would already be done with. I truly believe that part of the reason the NFL is so gung-ho about the lengthy suspension and flirting with the idea of it expanding across multiple seasons is because they are looking at a contract, you know, money missed. It's like $500,000. Not even he can suspend him for the full year. He's going to miss, what, $1 million? And I really do believe, as you propose the question, that they actually are offended, annoyed, bothered by the way they went about this year in Cleveland with that contract.
No, 100%, because, again, there's contrition, there's knowing what you're doing, because I think the NFL was under the guise like, hey, you know what, Deshaun's probably going to Deshaun himself. He's going to sit this one out. It's going to be an ugly mess, and who's going to take a chance on this guy, and quite frankly, is it going to be a huge contract, or is this going to be a one-year look-see for $3 million if he doesn't wind up in jail when it's all said and done? And it turned out to be one of the most lucrative contracts ever handed out with no contrition on either side. Not the Cleveland Browns going, I mean, this is a decision that's strictly football. We don't agree what we did in the offseason, but at the same time, we're going to hold him accountable. He's going to go to counseling. He's going to do this or that. He's going to apologize every week at the podium and answer every question you have. They basically said, all right, the owner's going to run and hide from the initial press conference, say he's on vacation somewhere and can't make it, maybe the biggest day he's ever had in his franchise ownership history, and we're going to put Deshaun up there, answer a couple questions here, which one was, do you regret anything that happened? No, absolutely not. And away we went with all the contract demands, $250 million. You're going to lose a couple hundred grand. You're going to pocket $40 million this year. Everybody is outside of the Cleveland Browns and the rabid fan base, because I'm pretty sure there's a lot of their fan base kind of upset with the move, saying, hey, do we really need to do this? And look at all the black guys we're taking. Who likes this? Not a single person. So it's almost like everybody's united and waiting for a year-plus suspension just to sit back and say, you know what? We told you so. This wasn't the right move, and you played it wrong. Because you're right, Kevin. What happens if the first year, like, hey, we have a ton of salary cap already. This is a massive contract. Let's eat $45 million in the first year of this contract to get it underway, which would include a $25 million base and whatever his signing bonus is, right? Nope. Mm-hmm. Let's put him in $1 million and tell you this is the way we always have done business. Stop it.
And what's so interesting to me is the Browns made these moves, Donnie, with such desperation, I don't even really... Do you feel like the Browns needed to make this move? You know what I mean? Like,
no, they were surprised. They were surprised.
A franchise that has largely been pointed and laughed at for their patheticness. I'm not trying to run it up, but we all know kind of what it is. They're looked at as a losing organization. But they were trending in the right direction. I think they should have absolutely been a place that could have attracted a potential, you know, free agent quarterback if one were to come available. I also think that maybe they give Baker one more year. If you look at the assets and financials that they were willing to move on from for Watson, they could have entered any other quarterback race outside of a Lamar one, just because the Ravens wouldn't have entertained that, for potential guys that could be moved this coming next, you know, offseason in the NFL. They did it in, like, the way people, I think, talk about the Lakers, and the Lakers should give up two first round picks because they're desperate. Because they have LeBron, a roster that needs to get better, and this is their window right here, right now, to compete, be desperate, and get better. I don't think the Browns are in that scenario. Myles Garrett isn't holding up the franchise saying, you need to go and get me Deshaun Watson this very minute. It's just the process for the Browns in the room is not one that I really even fully understand.
Yeah, going to get a franchise quarterback, nobody's going to ever question. But at the same time, there was so much baggage around this franchise quarterback. Did you really need to do that and put yourself in that situation? Look at the San Diego Padres. When I got Juan Soto, gave up a lot for him. Juan Soto's a model citizen at 23. Nobody has issues in San Diego that he came there and it was expensive. Because if Deshaun Watson would have had a clean slate, oh my goodness, the move would be tremendous. But then again, would he really be forced out of Houston at that point? Probably not. We got a lot of NFL to go over and much, much more Major League Baseball today. Come on back with us on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back at it here on Moneyline Wednesday afternoon. It's Kevin and Donnie, and we got runs on the board already. If you are a Yerfy guy, you just cashed your ticket. The New York Mets, wow. Nobody out. Bottom of the first inning, two on, one run already across with Big Vogey at the plate right now, looking to do some damage. And this is what I liked here. The Mets, team total over. And by de facto, a game over, because I thought the Mets would carry this. So off to a decent start so far. You would think they should get at least one more run. But again, you have to remind yourself, this is Major League Baseball, and we've seen crazier things. As Big Vogue up here is at a 3-0 count now, about to have the bases loaded or get one of those green light pitches that you can hit to the moon. So we'll keep you posted on this one. Now, hold on, what are the odds shift to at this point now? If this, it's locked right now, 3-1 count. So I'm usually behind on the TV where the FanDuel account's usually way ahead of it. It's back. Minus 1,200, Kevin. 1,200. It's 1-0 in the first inning, and it's a 12-1 favorite here. Unbelievable.
It really is. But this is what's even more unbelievable, right? We're not above principal plays.
Bogey.
Are you interested at all? In this Reds team, I'm guessing, what are you getting, 7-1?
Yeah, by the way, they're down 1-0 with one out, Kevin. You can get 4.5 on the Reds right now. You can get 4.5 at minus 111.
Now, that's a good bet. Hold on a minute, though. I
mean, yeah. That's outrageous.
Are the bases loaded?
No, one out, two on, one run across, 4.5.
First and second or second and third?
Second and third. But still, I don't even think that matters. Like, even if they get a run here, it's like, okay, you're down 3, or a base hit. All right, you're down 3-0. You still have the original run line at a minus 115. But if they don't get anybody home, you're just dancing in the streets at this point here.
The wild thing, I mean, like, that's almost a, the Reds are getting shut out and the Mets will score whenever they want line, right? Like,
yeah.
Who was like, you know what, I missed out. I got to lay 4.5 right now.
Yeah. Yep, because I expect a 3-run home run to come through, so eventually I'm going to be winning at this point, right? I mean, my goodness, you know?
Yeah.
Let's see what happens here. So we got a 1-0-2 count now. You could still get the 4.5 on an 0-2 count here at the plate.
Wow.
Now, they are giving a, if it's a ground ball to the right side, they're giving up the free run, which is quite possibly the smart move, because you can't say, oh, let me come home with this, and the guy's safe, and then it just turns into, you know, round robin around the bases here. Strike two there. So, yes, I am behind. I was going to say, like, oh, he struck out, and that's to remember, I'm 30 seconds behind this broadcast. Yeah.
We always get into this kind of point in a baseball season. Look, every sport has the slog stretch, right, where you know you're out of it, you're not playing for a ton, and you start to question kind of the effort levels and the interest that those bad teams have. But in the NFL, it's what, you know, for a certain team, I mean, there'll be teams on who are in it until there's, you know, all the way until the end, right? If you know you're out of it with a month left in the NFL season, that's what, three games?
Mm-hmm.
In the NBA season, maybe 20 games. I mean, Don, you got teams in Major League Baseball. Like, they play 100 games of meaningless baseball.
Yes.
Just like nothing matters for 100 games.
Yeah.
Like, I just think that's so many games to be out there like, ugh, this again. Now, like guys, you're always fighting for your next contract and things like that, but there's no, like, rah, 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 camaraderie, let's go, this is our day kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Just like, it's just, this is nothing. This is nothing that we're doing right now.
Yeah, 2-0 here for the Mets as they do get a sack fly. So it looks like Pete Alonso is on third base, two outs, and still obviously one runner on, two runs across. It hasn't updated yet here on the FanDuel Sportsbook. It looks like it's still stuck. Oh, they just locked the lines now. So you probably could have got in one of those. Somebody was asleep at the switch for a good 45 seconds while that runner did score, because they're still posting it. There they go. The 2-0 comes up. Let me see if anything changes now. So it's still 4.5 at a minus 122 price. Now change to 3.5. See that? Like, you could have,
big gap.
Yeah, you could have got in there for about, I would say, maybe a minute to two minutes where that wasn't changing, similar to when we were on In-Play Sports Tonight with a women's college basketball
that
game that froze for about just 10 minutes and allowed you to do whatever you wanted. And the Reds are out of the inning. They get a ground out. So only two runs come across the plate here. Looks like it could have been some real damage done. Total in this game drops to 9.5, but the Mets still in a minus 1,100 favorite here on the money line getting the day started.
Do they have open right now, like, a prop for probably not the second inning since it's about to start, but do they have open like a third inning Yerfy, if you will, or slash Nerfy? Like, I'm just curious. Is the expectation that the Mets are going to score like every inning?
Probably. Yeah, I don't think they have any live player props. What would that be? Base hits, I guess?
Like innings,
Lindor home
probably?
Runs, home run. It looks like it's all home runs and hits for props. Runs batted in. That's pretty interesting.
Is
singles,
that
doubles. Yeah. They have live player props for this game, like, all
that's
the way through.
That's pretty new.
Now. Yeah.
Which is something that we've seen in the NBA, by the way. Like, where, like, steals and blocks markets, like, you can only bet them live, but you can't bet them pregame, which to me makes no sense.
Now, you know what is kind of interesting here? You get some really increased numbers, because you take a look at the home run market. Like, Pete Alonso's already been up. He's now a plus 290 to go yard the rest of the way, because obviously he didn't hit a home run, so they're still posting it. Guys like Francisco Lindor, plus 460 to hit a home run. Why? Well, he's already been up one time at that point. That's actually an interesting market to see, where you might be. I wish they had these up like all game long. How crazy would the odds go where, like, Pete Alonso doesn't have a home run in the seventh inning, but you know he's coming up for one more bat? Did you get 10-1 or 12-1 on that at least? You would think so. They probably would juice it down on you so bad, though, wouldn't they? Like, oh, man, everybody's going to bet this weekend. Yeah, it would be like, okay, he's plus 270 to hit one coming into the game. He's only got one at bat left, plus 360. Like, stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Well, it's like the All-Star Game home run props that we talk about being impossible to really justify, because they list them hardly any different from normal games, and it's like these guys are getting two at-bats at most. How am I supposed to bet these guys to hit home runs?
Let's see what we got here. So, in the Major League Baseball again today, early start with this Mets game. But you also have a game that's going to be coming up here in the 2 o'clock hour. And actually, two games in the 2 o'clock hour. Tampa Bay and Milwaukee. That's a 7.5 total. And a money line here currently at a minus 156 price. And then really, I guess, a series between two teams that don't matter at all. The Nationals and the Cubs. That's a 7.5. And looks like Steele, the young kid on the mound here for the Cubs, is a minus 168. And Josiah Gray, who was the key piece in the Scherzer or
Trey Turner trade. Turner
See, that's what he got. Hey, man, we got a great piece back. Yeah, sure he did. Good trade.
Let me ask you this. Do you think the Nationals get up to play the Cubs more or the New York Mets at this point in the season?
Like, do they, the Cubs.
Right? Like, oh, this is our chance to win as opposed to, like, spoiler, this is great, we're playing.
I'm in Wrigley, like, lower-level pitching. Like, yeah, ooh, we got a big series with the Mets. I can't. Because I got to tell you, as much as, like, in the NFL, like, teams get excited to play each other. Ooh, Kansas City's going to travel to Baltimore. Ooh, that's a big showdown. I got to tell you, like, is there anybody like the, let's just say, Phillies club that goes, man, can't wait. Great Mets series coming up. The Scherzer and Grom. You know what I mean? Like, what?
Yeah.
We're not, like, hey, coach, man, you want to sit me one of these first two games, give me a rest. You know, go ahead and do it. That's the way I would feel about it.
Yeah, no, to me, and everyone knows this playing, if you play sports at any level. When you go and play a team that you know you're supposed to be able to go out and get after and have yourself a big night or whatever it might be, like, there's a little excitement. I would imagine that's where, like, the buzz for the Nationals will come in, right? Is like, ooh, okay, we've got the Marlins tonight coming to our building, and we've got a bit of a chance here. Not like, oh, great, like, it's Aaron Nola night at the Phillies ballpark. Like, that's not where, or, you know, for the Athletics, right? Like, okay, we're playing the Rangers, hot night, and they actually have the roof open finally. Maybe a couple of us can go yard. Not going to Houston and seeing Justin Verlander. Well, what's the excitement in that?
Yes. No, I completely agree where, like, the big market, the big fun, because usually if it's like, okay, Mahomes, he can still do some damage. But just seeing, like, the best pitcher out there is like, ooh, yeah, you know what? It's probably going to hurt my stats. Yeah, I'm not too excited about this overall. And I would feel the same exact way. Now, top of the second inning here, a leadoff single by Joey Votto. So we do have, looks like, but I'm updating here. They must have just got an out with Solana with the plate. So we're underway in this game, and two more games coming up. Not all that exciting, even though typically you'd think about, you know, mid-August game between the Rays and the Brewers meaning a lot. Technically it does. The Rays vying for playoffs and the Milwaukee Brewers just trying to be okay again.
The Cubs are playing today, and this is the... They didn't give these guys off before the Field of Dreams game.
Mm-mm.
Like, they didn't, didn't want to...
Taking the bus out tonight, not even a charter, like the
WNBA. Didn't they do that with the Yankees game, though? Didn't they give them a day off so they were, like, in town in the buildup, or am I making that up?
I don't know. I don't remember exactly.
They're definitely off the day after, for sure.
Yeah, tomorrow night's big game.
No one
out, and I guess, is it Iowa? Is it in Iowa?
Are we getting boosts?
Or Missouri? Where is it?
Indiana, maybe? Iowa?
Yeah, who knows? Maybe that's how you know if they even care about it, if you're going to get a boost, because usually a boost is for a game that a lot of people are going to watch, which you figure they probably are going to watch here. We'll see. But by the way, our favorite topic scenario has come up here, Kevin, at 2 o'clock. 2:21 start. Nationals Cubs. It's 7.5. Can you guess why?
Oh, here we go again. Haven't they learned their lesson?
They haven't. Day game at Wrigley, 77 degrees, no rain in the forecast, but, Kevin, a 6-mile-an-hour wind blowing in from center field. Nobody can hit the ball out of the ballpark. Josiah Gray, dominant, Jay Steele out here. I mean, this is like next Scherzer versus DeGrom themselves going head-to-head at this point. Watch this game fly over the total, as you know it will, but we'll certainly be covering it and much, much more here on Moneyline on a Wednesday afternoon. If you want to get involved, come on in. 844-843-6879. It's Donnie and Kevin, and we will be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back at it here Wednesday afternoon on Moneyline right here on the grid. It's Donnie and Kevin in the afternoon. Telephone numbers and lines wide open, 844-843-6879. Going over some topics here for the day before we settle in and probably just get after the NFL. Never ceases to amaze me here. Rory McIlroy, who has been on my nerves to no end over the past, 5 to 6 months? He says the LIV Golf ruling, thank goodness, the Cup can now go on without this sideshow, meaning the FedEx Cup, who, let me tell you something, Rory, $10 million, $20 million, $40 million, $80 million for the FedEx Cup. Nobody cares about the FedEx Cup. Not a single person cares about the FedEx Cup. Are you with me?
I mean, obviously.
The FedEx Cup.
You're not going to get a world of pushback from me in that regard. What I don't understand is kind of what is it that has turned Rory into Mr. PGA? You know?
I don't know.
Like,
yes.
Like, it's
the
very
of integrity.
Strong from him. Like, over the top kind of a deal.
Yes. Way over the top ordeal here for him. Because he seems like he's the guy leading the charge where everybody bad if they don't play in the PGA. When he seems like he'd be one of the first guys to leave the PGA, to be honest.
Right. I don't know. Nevertheless, the Cam Smith thing to me, I mean, $100 million, it's just, again, this is what I just don't think people are seeing here with the LIV Golf situation. Is it's not even that LIV Golf is offering competitive wages. They are offering something that the PGA Tour isn't even considering offering. They are offering up salary to their golfers. Think about the way all sports run, right? I mean, we talk about salaries a lot, Don, in the sports landscape. And essentially, the PGA Tour has somehow managed to exist without them. So it is no surprise that LIV has been able to make this kind of a dent. Because the reality is DRS, right? These guys are, you would think, worth, I don't know if Cam Smith is exactly worth $100 million, but he's worth some level of guaranteed money at his age and his talent level, right? And you'd be like, well, he's got to renegotiate with the PGA, and he's under contract. And you, like, no, none of that exists. Like, this is, to a degree, you know, shows a lot of flaws within the PGA setup. And a lot of people are just kind of continuing to hang their hat on tradition and Saudi money as their backing of the PGA Tour. But I just don't think that's enough when basically Cam Smith was able to 5X his net worth with one decision.
Yes, and the best part about it is even if you look at the setup, if you are a golfer, let me get this straight. If I'm just, you know, just that, like, you made the tour. I'm talking about these guys, Kevin, right? You got your tour card. You had to play on a Monday, 72-hole playoff. You won. 1 year, you can play on the PGA Tour. So you can enter into every event outside of, I believe, the majors, right? Because you have to qualify for those. But you are a PGA Tour member. So you say, all right, I'm going to go play in the Omaha Classic this week. Ah, I missed the cut. It looks like it's going to cost me probably $4,500 in travel. I still got to pay my caddy a little bit of money. I'm out like 6-7 G's. But imagine if it was different, like the LIV Golf Tour. You made it like, whoo, man, no matter what happens this weekend, oh, man, I didn't play that great. Don't worry about it, Dave Smith, just using that as a random name. Here's your $120,000 check. Cash that in. Pay your caddy. We'll see you next week. Good job, man. Maybe you'll compete a little bit better next week. You can miss 7 out of your first 8 cuts and be like, you know what? Banked almost $1 million here. Yeah, I still need my tour card for next year, but I'm not driving around going, Mom, can I borrow gas money just to get to my next tournament here to see if I can qualify or make it to the weekend to pick up a paycheck here? Because the reason I'm getting at it is you're right. The numbers are absolutely astronomical. You're telling this guy you're going to make more money and play for more purses than you ever did in your life. And, oh, by the way, here's your $100 million signing bonus. Now,
yes.
Kevin, we've been led to believe that once you get that signing bonus, you know, I don't even practice anymore. I'm just out here for the fun of it. And if I come in dead last because I'm no longer a competitor, similar to a guy like, you know, Mike Trout, who signs a big deal, or Soto's going to sign a big deal. Like, yeah, he's probably, you know, Soto goes, yes, you know what? Got more money. I'll stink the next 10 years. It's not the way it works with pros.
Yeah, I mean, Don, remember when these morons, and I'm, that's, all right, I'll peel it back. Remember when people foolishly said that LeBron went to L.A. to make movies and then won a title the second year?
I think I was one of those guys, though. But
yeah, I'm sure you were. That's why. That's part of the reason I pulled it back a taste. You know, because I would never want to insult you with that. But to be honest with you, you could probably that was something that really bothered me quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Is that LeBron essentially went to the Lakers to retire?
Despite
the fact that he made the finals every single year, he thought it was time to no longer compete at a high level. But because, like, Donnie, Kevin Durant, would he be asking out of Brooklyn if that was the case? Like, we've gone over this so many times. It's such a nonsensical thing. And there's two other things I would say to that, right? Because I'm sure there are some people who would say, well, hold on a minute. You mean to tell me the last guy on the tour is going to be able to make $1 million? Donnie, has anybody ever gone, hold on a minute. What's the vet min in the NBA? No way. They're professional athletes. That's what they make. Like, yes, I would expect a professional athlete to be making at least, like, what, a $500,000 salary at minimum? Uh-huh. And here is the incredible thing about it. Because, oh, man, that $100 million is so over the top. It's competing against the number zero. Cam Smith was offered not, man, they doubled a PGA offer. Man, they came over the top by an extra $25 million. No, they offered $100 million more dollars in the PGA Tour. I mean,
yes.
$100 million more. It's not even close, the offers.
And it's not even like a draw. Like, if most people know what I'm talking about, where it's like, hey, I'm in business, I'm in sales, I didn't make that money this month, so let me draw $4,000 against my future wages just so I can have it, and, you know, go back and forth between the good months and the bad months. Cam Smith didn't sign for $100 million and goes, okay, if you win $4 million, you got to start giving some of that back because you won the $4 million. Like, no, that's free and clear. Thank you for just playing on this tour. Now, if you win our specialty tournaments, which are like $10 and $20 million, there's astronomical funds out here. I do think there needs to be tweaks and changes to the LIV Golf Tour, though, to be honest with you, with the way they play. Because I don't think they're ever going to get to the point where they'll be the PGA Tour playing like 40 weeks out of 52 or whatever for the for the year, right? But I just think they need a little bit more intrigue in the way it's set up, because there is something said. And forget about four rounds. I don't care about four rounds. You can play three rounds. But that final round really should not be a shotgun start. It shouldn't be, because the concept of the pressure buildup, you don't have that. You don't have a number you have to chase. Like, I understand that, like, oh, everybody's in it and nobody knows and you got to play. I understand that. But there's something about the final grouping. Two groupings ahead. I'm two shots back with two to play. I got to press it here. You're basically all finishing at the same time. Hey, who won? Ah, it was Phil Mickelson this week. Well, good job, buddy. Yeah, I don't like that, though. I don't.
No, I agree. There are tweaks they can make. But let me just say this. The most important thing that LIV Golf has to do is continue to add talent. Because, Donnie, they could have the most perfect, beautiful setup of a weekend of golf that you've ever seen. But it doesn't matter if it's John Jacob Jingleheimer Smith in there, okay?
Correct.
But it does matter when it's Brooks Koepka, Dustin Johnson, Phil Mickelson, Cam Smith. Again, they are, when you talk about draws in golf, Tiger is another animal, and we obviously know all of that, no pun intended. But if right now, remove Tiger from the scenario, star power, LIV Golf at the top is competitive, if not equal, I would say, with what the PGA brings on a weekend basis.
Yes, and I would agree with that. So, you know, just to equate it in layman's terms here, like, at the Final Four, we want to see Kentucky. We don't want to see Iona, you know? Like, isn't that what, like, we're trying to lay out at that point? Like, nobody wants to see that at this point.
Why?
And by the way, again, we're bringing up stuff like that happens, like, on air and TV. I'll never forget this, where a cut and spliced clip on the Sports Grid Network, which I'm surprised, I should maybe bring this up, you know, to some of the higher power, said, look at this. We're doing the Thanksgiving game live. I'm winning a bet. And K-Dub is doing something. Like, we don't know. What is he doing? Oh, he's watching Iona basketball during this telecast. I mean, come on now. I mean, was there reprimands? Was anybody watching that should have been watching that saying, now hold on here. One guy's cheering for bets, which is exactly what this network is about.
Right.
The other guy has a college basketball game on with a school nobody ever heard of.
Probably the moment they knew that was, we need to keep this guy forever. Because you were winning a bet that you were pointed into the appropriate direction by me, of course. And I was making sure that people we're getting the winning edge across the sports landscape. Just in case they maybe weren't interested in Cowboys Raiders, I was giving them a little Iona basketball, upsetting a then at the time top 10 team in the country, Alabama Crimson Tide. Little did we know that the Crimson Tide were as vulnerable as it got in terms of elite teams in college basketball. Who took out Bama? Oh, there's no way you remember. It would take me a minute here. Who eliminated them in the tournament? Remember that? It was like, man, yeah, this team's... Notre Dame it was, actually. See, it didn't take
was it?
That long.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Notre
Dame. No clue. I couldn't even probably tell you who won the championship last year in college basketball. It's not, and I, even though I watched it, cheered it on, and probably bet it, idea at this point.
Do you think you could remember one first-round matchup? You have to be able to remember at least one. I mean, that's such a ridiculous...
I don't even know, to be honest.
Oh, come on.
I don't put myself...
First round. Man, you erase these things from
Iowa head. State? I don't know. Like, who?
No, come on. What are you talking about here? Iowa State played LSU. I don't remember if that was in the second round or not, though. But hold on.
I don't
remember who they beat.
No shot.
A 2 versus 15.
No.
Blue blood program.
Kentucky?
Nothing's ringing a bell. Yes. Oh. Yes. But does that ring a bell, or are you just
didn't, like, I don't remember the game at all. Yes. Like, I thought, like, you know, he's blue blood. Okay, made sense.
Sure.
Like, I don't remember the game. Don't have any recollection of it whatsoever.
Yeah.
None. Zero.
I think it went to overtime, in fact, man.
That was a fun run, man. Like, you know what? It's funny now. Like, it's so hot outside, and I love the heat. Like, I like to smoke cigars. I like to be outside. I like to walk the door. I like to wear shorts. Like, I'm comfortable in shorts and a T-shirt, throw some sunglasses on. But I got to tell you, there's, like... I remember sitting back, like, we did a couple shows midday, and she was like, hey, you know, you guys got to maybe work a little bit more. You're going to be on TV, which it's always fun to be on radio because I can wear whatever I'm wearing now, not stare at a TV screen, you know, doze off into the background. But just being on those shows, having fun, and I remember just, like, it's cold, like 60 degrees, and I remember smoking a cigar sitting, like, on my back, you know, deck out on the pavers, just looking out with my phone, watching an NCAA tournament game, going, this is the greatest thing ever. And sometimes I miss that stuff because the reason I bring that up is I want to talk about a topic that a lot of people go through and sort of try to balance when the football season comes. The last 2 years, now again, I'm in another residence, which I don't have something that I used to have. And I got to tell you, I'm worried right now. I may buckle. I don't want to buckle, but I want to get some opinions out there. So even if you're calling the phone lines, 844-843-6879, I'm not going to tease what it is, but it deals with football and baseball. And I got to tell you, there's usually a lot of slander for this option, but I got to tell you right now, I might want this back in my life. I got to be honest. So come on back. We'll tease this. We'll tease JP. We'll see where this goes. Let's go.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, quick segment here before we hit the top of the hour. Sonny and Kevin, but we're here with the Home Run King, who every night is pressing that lever, who's going yard and coming up aces. And that's the producer, JP. So today, I'm not even going to give you the option. Like, you're going to pick a home run tonight. Like, we're not going back to anywhere else at this point, right?
You know, I was going to pick something else, but I think I'm going to
the
home run prop. I got to do it.
Oh, my goodness.
Hold on a minute now. Hold on a minute now. What were you going to pick? Was it soccer?
No, it wasn't soccer. It was a strikeout prop. K-prop.
Oh, come on. Don't. Now, Donnie, now let's not.
Let's get Kev going there, right? Yeah.
I'm fascinated in the process, though.
Should we give JP gets two picks tonight? He's got to come up with two over the break? And a home run?
But now, do we want to ruin? I mean, like, look, the guy's perfect in home run props. Like, if he doesn't like the board, he doesn't like the board.
Yeah, you know, you could never bully me into taking a bet, but I think I could bully JP into giving
you
a home run pick tonight.
Because JP's a good guy.
Yeah, it's true.
So he respects the mojo of the show.
Yep. He respects the elders, sure, of course.
Yeah, and you are old, as we all
know. Now, how old is JP anyway? I mean, look, I don't want to give away where you're living at, but can we give away your age?
Yeah, I'm 24, and I live in Philadelphia, neither of which is that important. We're good.
Yeah, all right. Because there's a guy on the other end of the microphone that gets real. No, he's come within, you know, six city blocks of where he might be. There's a red alert out here. So.
Well, again, people are like, oh, man, you know, Kevin's always so. No. Donnie has sent me a Google imaging of my house.
Yes.
All right. Let's call it what it is. Yeah. So
don't tell me where you live. I'll find where you live. How about that?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm caught between a rock and a hard place there.
Like, I mean, both I found options. The guy's cell phone number. I found his address. I mean, I could find
that
all.
Part. Now that, I mean, you find my.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. No, that one must have took you days, ages.
Exactly. What is this? Oh, you know what? I know how to find this stuff. Ooh, that's a good look right here. By the way, a good look. Those New York Mets, after 2 innings, 5-0 lead over the Reds. We thought they would score, and they will. And don't forget, I'm teasing and unteasing the situation we're going to talk about at the top of the hour. Stay tuned. Moneyline.